You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the San Francisco 49ers, and Pittsburgh Steelers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here from the Dog Bowl in Berea. Kind of. We're working around that. The Browns offices are closed for the remainder of the bye week. The players have certainly gone on and their vacation. We're told the coach is still in the building getting a little bit of work done as we speak. Interesting article ranking the quarterbacks from, of course, Greg Rosenthal at NFL.com. And he led off his article, the first sentence, Johnny Manziel gave the Browns no choice but to start him the rest of the year. That's all Mike Pettine ever wanted.
Really?
What do you think about that? I agree with it. I think that's why we're all on board with it, with Johnny Manziel now being the starting quarterback the rest of the way. But it seems that the national narrative has picked up on that. And isn't it interesting that in his rankings, the bottom rung of quarterbacks in the NFL, number 27, Peyton Manning, number 28, Johnny Manziel, number 29, Brian Hoyer, number 30, Matt Castle, 31, Blaine Gabbert, 32, Nick Foles. Of course, interesting to note, Brian Hoyer joined by his former Cleveland Brown teammate now, Brandon Whedon with the Houston Texans, the Texans signing him yesterday. Also one bit of news from the NFL, Adam Schefter reporting that the NFL has changed one of their rules, Mateo. Then teams are now going to be allowed to trade compensatory picks. That's something that did not happen prior to this year's draft. And we know for the first time ever, the Browns actually got into that compensatory pick foray entering this season. They had used the fewest or been granted the fewest compensatory picks in the NFL. They will have four of them in the upcoming draft.
Yeah, and another bit of news for former Cleveland Brown running backs is Terrence West has been activated to the Baltimore Ravens active roster. So he'll be potentially in his third uniform while playing a football game at First Energy Stadium, the second being the Tennessee Titans and the first being the Cleveland Browns. And then Robert Turbin has also been signed by the Dallas Cowboys, correct?
That is correct, and we'll see if those guys are able to do anything with their new teams. And you're right, Terrence West will be playing again here for the against the Browns in a different uniform. He came with Tennessee, fumbled early, ended up inactive for them, then cut by them. He was on the practice squad with Baltimore. And do you know what number he's wearing?
I do not.
27.
Really?
Yes, 27. The number of course, Ray Rice for the Baltimore Ravens there.
Wow.
All right, Matt, you've got the callers.
I do have the callers
there, so why don't you get us going here on the phone lines, my friend.
First caller, our man, Stan. What's up, Stan?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good.
Look, Stay I don't know whether I'll be calling in next week, but happy Thanksgiving
happy
to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving
there.
To you, too.
You know, may
happy
there
Thanksgiving
peace,
to you as well, Stan.
Peace in the world, you know? We need that. Anyways,
peace and love, brother. Peace and love.
I wanted to hone in on something, basically, when it comes to the Browns. Okay. Moving forward here, better coaching, definitely a better running attack. Johnny Manziel needs larger receivers, bigger targets. What about the penalties? Don't we lead the league in penalties, huh?
Yes, we do.
You know, and some of those maybe were questionable, but we need to nip that in the bud big time because, you know, we're losing these games and we're not finishing. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
You got it, Stan. Thank you very much. Let's go to Cleveland. In Buffalo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
it's
man.
It's a pleasure. My first time calling.
Good. How you doing, Cleveland?
It's hard to get through. But I just want to tell you guys, Nathan and Matt, you guys are so professional. Calling from Buffalo, New York area with the name Cleveland. That's actually my name. My granddad named my dad at the Grover Cleveland.
You own
passed
it. Good.
The name down to me. So in the family of all Bills fans, I'm the only guy that's a Cleveland Brown fan because of my name. But I really love the team, though.
Good.
But you guys, Matt, uh-huh. You give great insight of a former player. I enjoy it. My 23-year-old son, he's a Browns fan, but he doesn't know how it was back in the day. You guys are always, Nathan, you guys are so encouraging to the newer generation of Browns fans that there is hope with the Browns still. So I just want you guys to know you have a great, great show.
Thank you very much, man. We appreciate it.
And
yeah, very much appreciated, Cleveland.
Let's go to our guy Rick in Atlanta, talking about the changes the Browns need to make.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
How you doing?
Business Machines Hot Topics. What's up, Rick?
I listen in all the time. I'm recently retired. I used to live in Cleveland and follow the Browns pretty closely, follow the Falcons a little bit. But, you know, I've got some specific thoughts here as to, you know, what I think they could do. It seems like Gabriel and Hawkins are always getting banged up and getting concussions and so on and so forth. Maybe it's time to, you know, put those two guys on the IR for the rest of the year. And, you know, I'd bring back Terrell Pryor. You know, we need big receivers. He's a project. You know, I don't think he signed with anybody else. I'd bring back Josh Lind, I think was his name.
Lind.
Yeah. He seemed to connect well with Johnny. Make him your slot receiver. Let's find out. You know, let's get bigger, as the previous caller said. Let's get bigger at wide receiver. And another thought with that in mind, what about Vincent Maley? Is he out of football? I mean, why wouldn't we bring him back and put him on the practice squad? We have, like, three offensive linemen on the practice squad, you know. Again, a big receiver. I know Dallas cut him. I don't think he's, you know, anywhere. You know, what are we?
Josh Lenz is currently on the Houston Texans practice squad, and I believe Vince Maley was called up by Dallas, went back to Dallas, and is now back on their practice squad.
He is.
So you could sign if you wanted those guys, though. By the way,
they'd
just
have
so
to go
you
active.
Know how it works. If they're on a practice squad, if you wanted them, you could sign them right to your active roster.
Well,
so if the Browns wanted either one of those guys back, they could have them.
Yeah, Josh Lenz.
I don't think what you're saying is a bad idea. I think it's very difficult, and especially watching, getting to see it from the field. And last year it was a little bit different because it seemed to me in our offense last year that Taylor Gabriel was used almost exclusively on vertical routes.
Yep.
And not on so many of these slants over the middle of the field. And Matt, I don't know if you recall that as well. But he was not in position to get hit the way that he has been this year. And I'd say the same is true for Andrew Hawkins, because he was really playing more of the number two receiver role last year, was outside more often. It's tough for those guys. Number one, it's tough for the quarterback. You have such a small catch radius. Number two, when you're going over the middle against a team that's playing a 3-4 and you're running into Lawrence Timmons and you're running into Bud Dupree and you're running into Shazier and you're running into Jarvis Jones, it's a problem when you're giving up, you know, that kind of size and weight to those guys. And it's part of the game. I get it, but there's a place, I think, for smaller receivers, and I think each team probably needs maybe one of them, and he's either got to be a vertical guy or a real shifty slot guy. But even look at Wes Welker, who I think many of us would agree will go down as the greatest slot receiver of the modern era. What has, and I know he's back in the league and people are terrified for him, but what knocked him out of the league? Not his inability to play football.
No.
Concussions.
His head's getting knocked around as a little guy.
Yeah, and think about this, too. How low can you go as a defender? Think about it for you as a defender, as an inside linebacker. It has got to be hard for you to get low enough to tackle at your size, especially. Imagine getting low enough to not hit Taylor Gabriel or Andrew Hawkins in the head.
You're essentially diving towards the ground. You know, and I think that's something Wes Welker.
It's an awkward angle for you as a tackler.
Awkward angle for us. That's why Wes Welker in space was so elusive. And you know his ability to create a little bit of space. Therefore, you couldn't get your arms on him and use your wingspan or your size and strength as a big physical player close enough to him that you end up diving at his feet. You know, because you got at such a small target radius that you watch it all the time. Watch Wes Welker stepping out of, you know, arm tackles because you have to go low because there's no target there for you as a small receiver.
Right. And I think, you know, to the caller's point, I truly do believe that going ahead and overhauling this receiving core does have to be maybe not priority one next year, depending on how things shake out over the final six games, but it has got to be one of the absolute top priorities. Because look at this wide receiving group. Right now, if you told me on this wide receiver, who has to be back? I don't know that you would say anybody has to be back.
No.
I certainly would want Travis Benjamin back.
I would want him back.
But I don't need Dwayne Bowe back, clearly. I don't need or want Brian Hartline at this point. Taylor Gabriel's going to have to show me a lot to come back. And I think for Andrew Hawkins, with the concussions, with the age, with everything, it's a tough sell for him as well.
It is. And he's got his last year of his deal.
It's going to need to be overhauled.
And for Andrew, I mean, as I mentioned.
Right. This is a group
yes.
that needs to be overhauled.
It is. It is. And, I mean, can you, as we understand the compensatory picks now and their ability to be traded and the number that we're going to have this draft, I think where we end up in the first round, and a lot of that has to do with the number of games that we win or lose of these last six, will have everything to do with whether we truly are looking at quarterback or whether we are getting the best wide receiver in this draft.
So you think in the first round for the Browns next year, it's quarterback or wide receiver only?
Yes.
I'm going to say that I think it's quarterback, I think wide receiver, and I think it also could very well be, and I know it sounds crazy given how many times they've gone to it and it hasn't really yielded the fruit, but somebody on the defensive front. But I also wonder that if, you know, we're at a point where the defensive scheme or system changes on some level, if the talent up front ends up finding it to be a better fit for that personnel, et cetera. It'll be very interesting to see that. But I do agree playmakers of the primary importance. And you, as much as I want to sit up here and I want to say, hey, Josh Gordon is coming back, you don't know that, and you can't count on it. And believe me, I would be jumping up and down, and in the words of a kid, I would be dancing in the streets, moonwalking down Lou Groza Boulevard
right.
if he's back and stays out of trouble and plays at the level that he can. But it is certainly nothing that can be counted on at this time.
Yeah, Nate, before we grab a break here, let's hear from our guy Don in Ashland. Don, what's
let's
up?
Let's do it.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I always appreciate driving on the road listening to you guys.
You got it, man.
Hey, I have a question. I kind of want to jump on board with the whole wide receiver conversation and what I haven't heard in quite some time. Don't we still have Gordon on our roster for next year? And if we do...
Yes, that's just what I was talking about. We do, but he's got to apply for reinstatement.
Okay.
The league has got to reinstate him. And then, of course, he has got to be... you know, he's got to stay out of trouble and stay away from the things that have hindered his ability to play football in the NFL.
So then I guess what my next question would be then is, well, two questions really. You know, our running game needs – our running backs, I do believe, need an overhaul except for Duke Johnson. I really like what Duke Johnson is and I think will become in Flip's offense. So I guess my question is, going into this offseason and upcoming draft and so on and so forth, who are you guys looking at as far as a wide receiver that we could pick up and a running back?
Go ahead, Nate.
Well, first of all, I don't know what we have in Isaiah Crowell, honestly, because he's the kind of guy that needs things to be blocked for him. And whenever he has had the opportunity to get to the line of scrimmage untouched, I think he runs pretty well. So I don't know that that's as big of a need. I think Duke Johnson has a chance to come and play a bigger and bigger and bigger role as time goes on. I think wide receiver Laquon Treadwell is obviously the guy at the top of the list for you. And as we get into it, you know, more as this season progresses, we will talk about other names, but that right now is the receiver in this draft. That's the guy that people are certainly the most excited about right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I think that, you know, the one thing I want to see more of is a guy that's already in a Browns uniform, and that is Duke Johnson. You mentioned him. I think he's a star in this league in the right role. And knowing this firsthand from my time in San Diego, and if you had watched the Patriots at all through, you know, 8 weeks of this season and the way they used Deion Lewis, but Darren Sproles in San Diego, there was a number of touches that I must have, regardless of the game situation, that this guy has to have because he's a game breaker. He's the one guy that can take a 5-yard pass and make it a 50-yard pass. He's the one guy that can, you know, run a route and win in one-on-ones on that slant that we've seen him run and take a 7-yard pass and go 60 yards with it. He's the guy I want to see.
Yeah. He is the guy that I want to see. And, yes, again, for me, wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, obviously the Ohio State connection is going to have people looking at Zeke Elliott. There's Josh Doctson from the wide receiver from TCU. He reminds a lot of people of Larry Fitzgerald. He's injured right now, but he's somebody that you certainly can keep an eye on as well at the wide receiver position. Those are kind of the top names at that spot. All right, we got to get Adam Kaplan on here from ESPN NFL Insider. He's going to join us when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily Drift. driven by Liberty Ford.